And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. That's right. We're covering some ground across the northern part of this state, too, and I appreciate it, and it's all because of y'all. I had somebody earlier today saying something about the show, and I said, man, it doesn't work without you, so thank you very much. To those of you that have made this show successful, we appreciate it more than you could possibly know. Hey, listen, number one of the Triple Dipper, and by the way, the text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. So number one of the Triple Dipper, freedom on the ballot. I just chose to go ahead and just co-opt the Democrat line. They want you to know that they think democracy is on the ballot. I got news. Democracy is the ballot. Thank you very much. It's just, you know, kind of a thing. Like when you vote, you don't have to agree, which is part of the beauty of democracy. The very idea that they would say, if you vote for Republicans, you're voting to destroy democracy. No, you're taking part in democracy. Have a civics lesson there, guys. I mean, at what point did it ever become a thing that you can't question the party in power, that you can't, oh, that's right, that's what happens in tyranny. No, we have, in my opinion, what I'm calling freedom on the ballot. We have the ability to go vote today. I mean, like, you know what? Even if you think that the election's a wash and Alabama's a red state, all the statewide elections are going to go red, go make it deep red. You know, just go pound it. Just go and just get her done, and send a message that, you know what? Hey, Democrats, you might as well move to another state, I guess, because it's hard to get it done here. Well, you know, let me caveat that by saying this. I am of the firm belief that you play up to your competition. So I got an article that I'll go over in a little while talking about what disarray the Alabama Democrat Party is in, like infighting, lack of organization, lack of funding. It's like, good Lord, people. I mean, I've seen like the high school book club do better than y'all. But I will say this. Not that I want Democrats winning elections in my favorite state in the world, Alabama. But the reality is that the Republicans are going to get fat and lazy, and some already have, because they don't have any competition. They don't have anybody pushing them to be better Republicans. They don't have anybody pushing them to be actual conservatives, because being a conservative, being a Republican, too often those are not the same thing. So I will say this. This is a complete rabbit trail to chase for a minute. Someday soon, I hope the Democrats are going to get their lives in order and actually put some viable candidacies together on the statewide and make us actually work. Because when that happens, let me just tell you what's going to happen. When that happens, when the Democrat Party in Alabama actually gets their act together, stops fighting among themselves, starts realizing what matters and going for it, starts standing on an actual agenda rather than just going, well, what did Biden say? Okay, we'll do that. No, go ahead and make your state-level agenda and then, like, push for it. And then make Alabama Republicans have to work, because when we have to work, we rise to the level of our competition and we become better. I mean, it's right now almost a joke. There are places around the state. There are pockets. There are some places where at the local races and others, I get it. Democrats and centrists are able to get by. But on the statewide level, governor, lieutenant governor, most of the legislative races, our U.S. senator, our congressman, the majority of all of that, it's going to be red no matter what. And there ain't no Democrats doing nothing. I mean, they're trying, but they're feckless. Toothless tigers. Okay, there's that. Now, with the kind of things that are on the ballot in other places, it's pretty interesting what's happening. I started doing this run. As I put together today's show, I kept coming across, you know, we did our ballot initiatives the other day, and I went through them all, which, by the way, became like this most resounding success we've had in podcasts. It's beating Ted Nugent right now, isn't it?
I think it's like the highest.
How was me talking about the amendments the highest downloaded podcast over Ted Nugent and General Boykin and stuff like that? Anyway, it is. But he's looking it up right now, but I'm sure it is. But what I began to discover out of curiosity, I sort of began to search, what's happening in other states with other ballot initiatives. It's amazing what's on the ballot in some places. That's why I'm calling this Freedom on the Ballot, because some of what's being voted on, I agree with, some I don't agree with, and I look at it and go, but dang, that's what democracy is. And there's some stuff happening on the ballots. Look at this one. New York Post, dated yesterday. Did you know that half of Oregon, hey, brother Boomer, a big chunk of your family came from Oregon, right?
They did.
Yeah.
Big chunk.
And like half the state's voting to secede from the rest of the state.
Yes.
You know that?
I did know this.
And they don't want to split off and become East Oregon. They want to become like West Idaho.
Right. Could you imagine that state line of Idaho?
I mean, it's like, how much is, I got it right here. It's 2/3 of the landmass of Oregon, but it only represents 10% of the population. Because, right. You know, Portland and those, that's the hub.
Right.
Okay. So
those are the crazy ones.
So story on New York Post. Yeah, that's exactly right. Story, and I can attest to this, by the way, because I served with a battalion from Oregon, and they told me multiple times, if the West Coast part of the state would break off and fall in the water, we would suddenly be a red state. Because they said that, by and large, east of the – is that the Cascade Mountain Range, Boomer, in the, that divides down the middle of Oregon? Yeah, east of the Cascades, they said it's as conservative as Alabama. It says Republican voters in eastern and central Oregon are so fed up with liberal lawmakers they want to break ranks and state lines and become part of Idaho. This is crazy, but it's true. It's on the ballot. On Tuesday, two Oregon counties, Morrow and Wheeler, are set to vote on a ballot measure about whether to explore leaving the state. Since 2020, 9 counties in eastern Oregon have already voted to join what's called the Greater Idaho Movement. That's amazing. So people in eastern Oregon, here's a quote from a guy named Matt McCaw, who's the head of Greater Idaho. People in eastern Oregon are just different. We have different views on crime, the Second Amendment, abortion, taxes, the minimum wage from that western part of the state. The polarization with the western part of the state is real. He says, when I meet with people and host meetings, there are a lot of complaints about the lack of representation. Eastern Oregon is just very conservative, has its own culture. So he and a group of fellow disgruntled Oregonians in the small city of Lapine hashed out a plan to secede. They literally are talking about breaking off. It's a radical proposition, this article says. It would see nearly 2/3 of Oregon's landmass move to Idaho if it happened. But it's only 10% of the population. And here gives you an idea. Listen to this. In the 2020 election, Donald Trump dominated eastern Oregon, got nearly 80% of the vote in some of those counties. But Biden won the state by 56.5%. What does that tell you? So yeah, it's like a whole different world. They call it, it's not a political movement, they call it a traditional values movement. They want to basically be a place where conservative values, conservative faith, people who love, they say, value freedom, independence, and self-sufficiency are allowed to go to a state that will actually care for their values. Because Idaho, right there next door, is a red state. So that's on the ballot right now, today, in Oregon. Here's something else on the ballot in Oregon. I thought this was funny. Report, Breitbart, ready? Dated yesterday. Oregon gun control ballot measure bankrolled by out-of-state money. So, yeah. So the same state that half the population, or excuse me, half the landmass wants to break off and go east is also considering major gun control. It's a clear example of the fact that the bulk of the state's population is controlled by the politics of the places like Eugene and Portland. So anyway, Breitbart reports, The Astorian, which is a paper out in Oregon, noted that ballot measure 114 would require a permit from law enforcement, safety training, and a background check before a gun purchase. God almighty. On November 6th, Bearing Arms, a company that does Overwatch and watchdog stuff on gun control, Bearing Arms reported that ballot measure 114 is being pushed by the Safe Schools, Safe Communities PAC, which has taken in approximately $2.4 million. But 5 individuals and organizations account for 1.5 million of that, all of which are from out of state. One of which, by the way, is $125,000 from the teachers union. What the heck? The National Education Association is pushing for gun control in Oregon to the tune of $125,000. That's unreal. So, yeah, what else is on the ballot? As you and I are voting on things that seem mundane, like, I don't know, can we have Sunday alcohol sales? And, you know, what's going to happen with Shelby County Water System? And is it time to revise the archaic constitution? Well, we got other stuff happening. For instance, this is all from Vox. I went to Vox. You went to Vox, Phil? I did. It's a thick one. You can tell by the way it rattles. All right. Multiple things on the ballots around the nation. Medicaid expansion in South Dakota. That's a big deal. That's a huge entitlement piece. If a yes vote passes in South Dakota, I mean, this is in South Dakota. Yeah, that's where Kristi Noem's the governor, which is interesting. They're doing Medicaid expansion on the ballot. Anybody making less than 133% of the federal poverty level would qualify then for Medicaid. All right. How about this? Abortion in Michigan. That's right. A yes vote on ballot proposal 3 in Michigan today would add an amendment to the Michigan Constitution. By the way, that's not a statute. That's the Constitution. Once you enshrine something in the Constitution, you got to dig it out if it's ever going to change. So if they get this passed, they are actually amending their Constitution to say, quote, every individual has a right to reproductive freedom. Isn't that interesting? First of all, they didn't say women. They said every individual. Because apparently men can get pregnant in Michigan. I'm just, you know. The dynamics of science have changed when you cross the border into the Great Lakes region. And, yes, apparently every individual has a right to reproductive freedom. Never mind the fact that it's not reproductive, it's ending reproduction. I find that to be odd. Anyway, their choice of words is trying to lure people in to vote for abortion, basically to be enshrined in the Constitution. How about this? North Dakota, marijuana legalization. And I'm talking about recreational. So a yes vote means people over 21 could legally use marijuana and possess up to 1 ounce of the drug. If you can legally use it, why do they care whether you're carrying around an entire satchel full? I mean, load up your rucksack at that point. What's the deal? 1 ounce. As long as you've only got 1 ounce, you're okay. But it's legal. I mean, can they say you can only have a gallon of milk at any given time? I mean, what are they doing here? This is the CYA. Well, we don't want everybody toting around bales of marijuana, you know, walking with the red wagon down the street filled with marijuana. We can't have that. But you're letting them smoke it at will. What if they smoke the whole ounce, go get another? Smoke the whole ounce, go get another. Smoke the whole ounce, go get another. Okay. Anyway, it would license the marijuana cultivation facilities and 18 marijuana retailers. Oh, good. It's going to be like the ABC board is for Alabama for alcohol. Oh, wonderful. How about this one? How much time I got? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do a couple more, then we'll go to break. No, you know what? This one's so important. The next biggest one, in Illinois, you'll be amazed. So we are so different at the way we handle things in Alabama. Illinois has chosen to go down a road that's going to be dangerous for the right to work. Let's do this. Let's take a break, Boomer. We'll do that. We'll come right back. And it's freedom on the ballot. Except some of what I'm looking at right now, I'm like, wow, I'm glad I don't live there. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I'm getting some awesome texts on the text string. So if you want to text in, take it, 833-687-4448. So Paul from Athens just texted in. He said, I had a conversation with a libertarian, which he puts in parentheses, Democrat, at the poll today about my Trump Second Amendment sticker, Gadsden flag on my truck. He said, that's why, quote, they call us fascists because we're trying to force these things on everyone. Then he went on to say, you don't see us running around with Biden, Pelosi abortion stickers on our cars trying to push it on people, to which I politely said, that's because y'all are too embarrassed. Oh, my gosh. Good. That is good. Take it away, Paul from Athens. All right. Hey, jumping back on the topic. So freedom on the ballot. It's amazing what's being voted on in other places. It's interesting. So a few years back, while I was in the state Senate, we changed the lay of the land for employment in the state of Alabama. We helped pass a constitutional amendment, which I'll never forget. The AFL-CIO came down there and threatened to sue us. I was sitting in a committee, and the guy goes, and he was like the epitome of a thug. He's like, well, I'm going to tell you right now, y'all. He got up there and speaking in a public hearing. I'm on the committee, and he goes, y'all do this, we're going to sue you. And I said, Mr. Chairman. He said, floor recognizes Senator Williams. And I said, so let me get this straight. That's your argument? You're going to sue us? I said, I'd like to – I think I went ahead then and moved for passage. but we did. So Alabama is now a right-to-work state. And that what that basically means is you cannot be forced into a union. You cannot ever be in a position where in order to have a job, you have to pay dues to somebody. We're a right-to-work state. Guess what they're doing in Illinois? Just the opposite. They're enshrining a constitutional right to collective bargaining in Illinois. It's on the ballot right now as Illinois Amendment 1. It says a yes vote means amending the Illinois Constitution to include the right to collectively bargain and ban right-to-work laws. I mean, can you have a more polar opposite? Which allows workers to be exempted from dues for union representation. What's at stake? Other states have constitutional protections for collective bargaining rights, but Illinois would be the first where voters would affirm them via ballot measure. Less than 5 years ago, the state had a Republican governor who prioritized weakening organized labor. That was Governor Bruce Rauner, promoted right-to-work zones. And now Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker quickly signed a law banning right-to-work zones, but then they went ahead and put a ballot measure on, and they're trying to get it enshrined in the Constitution to ban right-to-work laws and to make sure you have a constitutional right to collective bargaining. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, all y'all corporations up there in Chicago way, come on down to Alabama. We will take care of you. All right. You got a ballot measure in Arizona limiting medical debt. Did you know that? I didn't know you could do that. Well, what they're doing is they're capping the interest rates, though. So a yes vote means capping the interest rates that could be charged for medical debt at 3%. Okay, I guess that's – and limiting debt collectors' ability to seize a person's house, belongings, automobile, or wages if they owe money for medical services. Interesting. We'll see how that goes. How about this one? Nevada is looking to change the way primary elections are done, but not like us, not like the discussions we're having here about just having closed primaries. No. They want to do what's called an overhaul of the state's election system to effectively kill partisan primaries, creating a nonpartisan primary from which the top five candidates of any party would emerge to the general election. That's just the wackiest thing I've ever heard. Then in California, they got a ballot measure to raise taxes in order to build electric vehicle infrastructure. Awesome. Awesome. By raising taxes 1.7% on income over $2 million, which, by the way, you can work at McDonald's and make $2 million in California. But raising taxes 1.7%, did I get you with that, Boomer? You want to flip burgers in California? $1.5 million easy, I'm saying. Raising taxes 1.75% on income over $2 million and spending the estimated $3.5 to $5 billion it's expected to raise on electric vehicle infrastructure and combating wildfires. That seems like a very odd combination. That's where somebody got in there and said, listen, man, I ain't voting for that on the floor of the Senate unless you do what I need. What do we need? You got to put something there about combating wildfires. My area keeps getting burned up. All right, we'll do it. And they put it in the bill. That's what happened. I guarantee you. And then in Nebraska, the last one I've got, they're going to raise the minimum wage to $15. So all y'all in Nebraska and Illinois and California, come on down to Alabama. We love some good business down here. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, my friend Stephanie Smith talking about midterm hopes and wishes. Be right back.